On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, can you tell me if I'm an a-hole for telling this massive lie at the Radiothon this year? This has been sitting heavy on my heart since Friday, and I feel like I've got to confess this to my radio friends this morning, because y'all get me. Y'all understand. First off, thank you for the $1.14 million that you guys raised last week for the kids at Johns Hopkins.
Just so incredible and so thankful that you do that and you show up every single year. It changes lives.
It's such a meaningful project that you do, and I hope you feel good knowing that, like, $1.14 million, like, that's insane amount of money to collect in 2 days. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's not a normal thing, by the way. Like, a lot of, like, I was just talking to a friend of mine who works in a different market, and she was like, wait, how much do you guys raise?
I know.
And what did you do? You know, like, it's not a normal thing that the community is able to do.
And it's because of you. It's because of you and your generosity. So, again, thank you. $1.14 million this year. So thank you so much for that. Okay, so I got caught in such a weird situation. At the end of Radiothon, we do this reveal where kids, like, push the numbers up, and of a board, it reveals how much money we raise and all that. And there's a ton of people there, right? And it's kind of, wouldn't you admit, it's kind of chaotic. We're tired. Like,
yes.
It's just a very, like,
and everyone's,
it's a very,
excited.
Everyone's excited. There's just a lot of energy going on, right?
Yeah. And the kids are given the numbers, which is, like, so much fun, but also a lot of pressure for the kids
to
lift up their specific number.
So this woman comes up to me in the midst of all this chaos, and she was like, I just want to thank you. And I was like, for what? She goes, you gave me some advice a couple of years ago at Radiothon that changed my life.
Is this a parent?
And I was like, I at this point, I don't know who this is.
Okay.
She literally, it was almost like she appeared out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was obviously really confused because I don't feel like my advice is that great. So I was like,
yeah. And you're like, I've actually only been here twice, and the other ones were virtual, so I can't remember.
So she starts telling me, she's like, I was the one, and she goes on to this story about, and I won't give too many details, I didn't ask permission
to. But you don't remember because you have a bad memory.
Well, she goes on to tell this story about how she basically forgave her father for something, mm-hmm. and like it brought them back together, and like mm-hmm. she was mm-hmm. so happy, and things have been a little rocky, but things are good, and like it was. And I'm sitting here, I'm like trying to like rack my brain, and she goes, it changed my life. She goes, she's like, God, I haven't seen you probably since, I haven't been to a Radiothon probably since 2016, 2017.
Oh no, she thinks you're somebody else.
And I literally paused, because Jess is right. We weren't on the radio here in 2016, 2017.
No.
But this woman was so happy
to see you,
to see quote unquote me, whoever the me was,
which isn't you,
gave her this advice.
I have a few guesses on who she thought you were.
Did she think we were the show before us? Did she think I was Priestley? Like, I at this point, I don't know.
No way she thought you were Priestley.
But this woman,
y'all
this
don't
woman,
look alike one bit.
Y'all, this woman was so happy to see quote unquote me, like literally almost in tears.
Oh,
to like tell me this.
And you're like, I'm not the man.
I did not
Sorry
say that.
This man.
I literally took credit for that advice.
Well,
because she was
I feel like that's what she needed in that moment.
Now tell me, is that the wrong thing to do though?
Because I don't think so.
I felt like,
you know, like honestly in that moment, like you gotta let her get it out. Like that was more for her than for you. And I think that you would have taken away her shine if you were like, by the way, I think you don't there's a misunderstanding here. Like let her do her thing.
But here's the problem with that. Is it number one, I don't know the advice that was actually given here, okay?
Yeah.
Like, what if it was terrible advice and forever that's on my name? Like, what if something happens with her and her dad and, like, between this year and next year that she comes back and she's like, yo, that was actually terrible advice and I hate you. And I'm like, wait, it wasn't me. But now, two, what if she runs into the real whoever she was looking for?
Yeah.
And then realizes
that
she's like,
Kramer, oh my gosh, it was so nice to see you at Radiothon. And he's like, huh?
Like I got fired or whatever. Like I don't know.
Just take it easy. Take it easy.
I don't
it's all
know.
About the kids. Take it easy.
I don't know if that was the right thing to do, but it's like sitting so heavy on my heart. Should I have been like, hey, listen.
I'm not the man.
That's not me.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.